105, The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Congress may have kept the lights on in Washington, but its new stopgap deal does not include money for Ukraine. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Kharkiv now with reaction.
A tempered reaction from Kyiv today, with the government here saying it is working with Washington after Congress was forced to drop any additional aid in its temporary budget it passed to avert a U.S. government shutdown. A spokesperson for Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Kyiv is already looking ahead to the new U.S. budget decision with a deadline of 45 days from now that hopefully does include new funds.
The U.S. has given Ukraine more than $75 billion since the war started. But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham told Face the Nation this morning more aid is coming.
We will produce in the United States Senate Ukraine funding 60 or 70 billion, not 24, to get them through next year. We will have a border security measure that is strong, and we will have additional disaster aid because the nation needs it.
The deadline for the next spending bill is now November 17th. Federal student loan repayments pick back up again today after a three-year pandemic pause. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
A CNET Money report says more than 40% of federal student loan borrowers aren't sure if they're eligible for an income-driven repayment program. CNET senior editor Nick Wolny.
Previously, your maximum monthly payment would be calculated based on a percentage of your discretionary income. That used to be 10%, and now it is 5%.
CNET found 41% of borrowers plan to cut back on leisure activities and big purchases for their home when payments resume.
Turkey's fired back at Kurdish militants suspected of carrying out a suicide bombing in its capital.
This is Pınar Sevinçeder in Istanbul, Turkey. The blast took place only hours before Turkish parliament was set to return from a summer break. Turkey suffered many terrorist attacks in recent history, targeted by both Kurdish separatists and radical Islamist groups. Twin bombings in 2015 that targeted a peace rally in Ankara killed more than 100 people.
The Ryder Cup is staying in Europe after dominating the U.S. all week in Rome. Rory McIlroy won his match to become the leading scorer for Europe for the first time. And Tommy Fleetwood delivered the winning drive on the 16th green. Here at home, the Buffalo Bills celebrated the return of safety Damar Hamlin, who played for the first time since suffering cardiac arrest.
Felt amazing, you know, the energy from the fans. Just being able to be out there with my teammates, you know, have my family in the stands.
He led the team's kickoff return to start against the Dolphins today. Bills won it 48-20. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all, weikert-lakepoint.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. I've got music on the way from the People Brothers Band, Sam Lyons, and brand new Rain Stern. Right now, a double dip of Slow Pulp.
I know that you are impatient. I guess it's 5 after 9 o'clock. Another day that I've wasted. It's better if you fight it off. Is it not what you came for? Forgive and then forget. Is it not what Where's your hand now? Pull me out of the mud. What you came for? Tell me it's not too late. Could you love me tomorrow? Or is it gone? Is it gone? Is it gone?
Local music. That is brand new Slow Pulp.
That is cool, Jimmy K.
It's so good.
Wow.
So check it out. The name of the album is called Yard. You can grab it. It's all over the streamers. If you want to grab the album or maybe just put it in your MP3 player, if that's still a thing, Bandcamp is your friend. Go to Bandcamp and search for Slow Pulp. So this this particular album, it was recorded in Chicago, Illinois. The engineer mixed, produced by Henry Stoller, mastered by Greg Obis at the Chicago Mastering Service, and vocal engineering and editing by Michael Massey.
Of course!
Dad!
Oh! How cool is that? That is so great.
Wow. And yeah, they're going to be on tour. I mean, they're Wednesday, October 4th. They're going to be in Milwaukee at the back room at the Collectivo. That's a cool little venue in downtown.
It is a great venue.
Anyway, but they're starting a tour. They're playing Milwaukee. Yep. Then they're off to Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, Vancouver. And then they're going across the pond to do Europe all over the place.
And if you look at some of those European shows, they're sold out
They
already.
Are.
I mean, incredible. Wow.
How does this band, what do they do? I mean, they're literally
make
just
music?
They're literally out of high school, I think, right?
Well, they did win Rockconsin.
They won Rockconsin,
So that helped launch them a little bit, which is the whole idea behind Rockconsin. But I think what they've done is go out to California and work really hard with some good people in the industry. And of course, Michael Massey, the dad. He's still got some great connections out there.
Well, and they're good.
Yes. They stand behind what they're doing. Yes, they
amazing.
Can.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I know. Don't you feel proud?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're from Madison.
I know.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
We got plenty of show on the way, Rocker. What do we got on the agenda?
Coming up next, Jimmy, is Simple Company. Kurt is here from Simple Company. We're going to hear about their new singles and releases and maybe even hear a bit of a brand new song premiered here on Max Inc. Radio. And then tonight in the lair after August, a couple of guys from After August are going to be in here performing and talking about their band, telling us stuff. And then Jimmy,
Max Inc. Heavy. Yes.
After 10 p.m.
Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock.
Always.
So we were talking earlier about doing things on a bye week when your football team is not playing, you know, when your football team has a bye week. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
You can call text.
Call or text in
we
the Civic
text.
Media app.
We love it.
Jimmy, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be making some Concord grape jam.
Dude,
because
that stuff
it is
bomb.
Harvest season, and I've got a lot of grapes to process and pick them all. So I'm glad, you know, the Packers played Thursday. I'm not glad they lost.
Yeah.
But,
oh, that was a horrible game. I'm sorry.
It's going to be a
terrible.
Jam day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, we are getting texts. I just said, let's get some texts. This is great. This is from someone listening to WAUK. That's in Waukesha. Listening on the Shaw. That was a great interview. So we're talking about the gentleman who was just in here,
Wade Wood
from Honey Bee Cannabis Company. I love talking about the bees. So that was fascinating. And right before that, we also had a comment from someone listening
on WMDX. That's the Madison station. And it said, guys, you got to have this man go on civic media during weekday programming too, because I love how he's talking about the novice of being a flower farmer, bees, putting it all together. This is my passion.
It's such a great story.
It is. It I love really it. Is. So thanks for your texts. Keep them coming, and we love to hear from you.
And now apparently we can text people back, so I'm going to experiment. Oh, you're doing it?
Unless you go ahead.
Well, I was going to try texting somebody back and say, we're here.
That can be dangerous.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll do it.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Tunes on the way. I got that new Rain Stern. Welcome home, Rain Stern. We'll get that on in a couple minutes. Right now, brand new Sam Lyons. He was in the Devil's Lair just a couple of weeks ago. The podcast is available right now at MaxIncRadio.com. Here's his song, Washco, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You can keep those things. I don't stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness always sweeter than nectar green.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. pieces that they may buy for others, 'cause we have really a touch, touch, touch the world.
Title track actually to her new CD called Welcome Home. Really, really good stuff. Be sure to follow Rain Stern on his social medias and get the new, I don't know if it's available for download, but you can definitely stream it on the Spotify's and stuff like that. People Brothers Band before that, Stepping Stone, no shows on the books for the People Brothers Band. They had a pretty busy summer though. And before that, Sam Lyons, brand new stuff from him. He's actually at the Hidden Cave, Cider in Middleton right now, playing his show. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker and Terry Barr. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we got Kurt from Simple Company. We're going to have a chat with him and debut some brand new music. I do want to tell you about a great show, brand new here on Civic Media, Friday nights, 10 to midnight. It's Mad Unity. It's a really cool show with house, techno, drums, bass, dubstep, EDM. It's a really cool show. It's mixed right here. There's some YouTube stuff you can follow along. Cosmo Brown and Frequency. You can hear it Friday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight on Mad Radio 92.7 and across the Civic Media Radio app.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. How you doing, everybody? That was Simple Company, and the song is called Minimum Wage. Hey, don't forget, check out the Max Inc. Radio website right now. There's a ton of podcasts, and if you're just tuning in or just getting out of your car and got to go to work or do whatever, You can listen to this very show again tomorrow, 6 to midnight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Rocker.
Jimmy, Simple Company, they're a rock trio based out of southwestern Wisconsin, blending classic rock with the lyrics of a modern generation. So here to give us a complex explanation of the concept of Simple Company is singer and guitarist Kurt Kiefer. Kurt, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks.
Kurt.
Thanks for having me.
Woo! We just heard that song. Wow.
What, am I right? It's a thumper.
It is. I like that's a great description.
A little thumper. Tribute to, I mentioned this to you off air. Uh-huh. Should I ask you that?
Yeah, you can.
I was outside listening to the app, and I was like, Purple Haze.
Yep. Yeah, it's got switched up a little chords, but it's got that influence pretty hard in there.
Then it went in. I like the vocals on that song.
Mm, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thumping, banging, whatever you want to call it. But for listeners now who are tuned in and they may not be familiar with Simple Company, tell us a little bit about the band and maybe the backstory too. How did this all come together?
So yeah, Simple Company, we're just a three piece. It's myself, Kurt Kiefer on guitars and vocals. And then we have Noah Kalchelski on the bass, and then Jacob Lamantia on the drums. Pretty much, we kind of started because of COVID.
Oh, gosh.
The bands we were in kind of just fell apart. So then we were like, you know what? We've been in some country bands. We've been in some blues bands. Let's start a rock band. Let's do it how it should be done. Let's kind of do the ode to the old classics and everything, and just those big guitar solos, big drums, and just really play it like we made it.
I think you nailed it.
Ah, thanks.
Wow, that was really good.
Now, you know, you've recently been in Megatone Studios with producer Paul Schluter.
Oh, yeah. Schluter, yeah.
And recently you released the single we just heard, Minimum Wage. Tell us about your Megatone recording sessions, and are you going to be releasing this as an album or vinyl? I know Jimmy wants to know about the vinyl, but off air we're talking about how you're doing distribution mainly through CD Baby. So kind of talk about all that stuff.
Yeah, so currently what we've been doing is, in previous bands that I was in, we released albums, and we realized that like with the albums, it just didn't gain as much traction. Kind of the market now is a lot of singles. So the plan is like through Megatone, we've been releasing, like, we did an EP to start out with four songs. And then now with this Minimum Wage is our newest single. And then we're going to be releasing November 3rd with Rain. And then the plan is to, we have a couple other songs in the writing process. And then hopefully once we get between 8 and 10 songs together, then we'll be releasing an album and hopefully putting it on vinyl, because everybody likes that scratchy old vinyl. Yes. It's just got that warm sound.
It is hot.
What was it like working with Schluter over at Megatone?
Oh, it was awesome. Like, he knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, he digs down the dirt. Like when I'm playing, well, myself being a guitar player, he's a guitar player as well. So it's like you're playing and he's like, hey, could you do it one more time? Maybe just another time. So he pushes you kind of to your limit, brings out the best in you. Perfect recording and everything. And I have to also shout out Daniel Cochium. I'm going to butcher his last name. He's the one that mastered it. Oh, and sure. Between him and Paul, just an awesome sound.
He's at Megatone
song.
As well? Or
he's somebody that Paul kind of works with just for the mastering process.
I got to ask you, did you feel, because you're a three-piece, you said, was Schluter harder on you because you are the guitar player? Do you think?
Maybe. no. I mean, I never asked him.
Okay.
I think Paul is equally hard on everybody.
Yeah. Well, that makes it sound really good.
Oh,
also.
Yeah.
On the same topic of Megatone Studios, Elizabeth Berry is recording new music right now. And of course, Elizabeth Berry and Paul, they're husband and wife. Yeah. So can you imagine how hard he is on her?
That would be kind of brutal.
Kurt, be thankful you're not married to Schluter.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go home after that. Like with him, like, I don't know, could be a rough day.
For the next year, we shall not live together. Jeez. Oh, we're going to take a little clip here. Is that right, Jimmy K?
Yeah.
You got it ready?
Tell us about this song.
Yeah.
Okay, so the newest clip, so this is a song we're releasing November 3rd.
Okay.
So this one is a song called Rain. It's basically about kind of when times got you down and everything, and there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And so it's just kind of a song of like hope and rising up and kind of going against the odds and just beating the world.
And this song doesn't come out until November. I have it. I've listened to it four times already today.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Jimmy. Of course. Oh, yeah.
But all right. So let's hear the clip.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Simple Company and Rain.
When the rain comes down.
Yeah,
that's rain.
Oh,
that's
man.
All
Are you
going
to come back before the November 3rd release?
If you'll have me.
Darn.
I'll be back.
Okay, now you got me hooked. I like that.
That's a great, I love that song because I always love songs that have really good hooks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that song, the vocal, the guitar is just so good.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Jordan Ayler. She's the one doing the backup vocals
Sounded
on that
good.
Song.
Yeah. And of course, Jordan's sitting right here. Yeah, yep. Jordan!
Hey, what's coming up in the future for Simple Company, and how do we keep up with you and your shows online?
So yeah, so we've got a couple shows. Right now, kind of with the band, the original drummer, he has since moved to Nashville. Ah. So we actually have a new drummer. Will Wilkerson. So we've been kind of working on some new material and everything. Right now, just me solo as Simple Company.
Oh, don't say just me. Just come on.
Some
now.
Scheduling things. So I'm going to be at the garage on October 7th.
Where's that?
Yeah.
So that is in Preston, Iowa. So it's a little town, like if you're going to just the Quad Cities, if you make a hard right, you run right into it.
Sounds scary, like Texas or something.
The other one
Those
is...
Those are easy directions.
The other one's pretty close to Preston. It's in Monmouth, Iowa, which we'll be playing there 8 to 11. It's also on the way to the Quad Cities as
got
well.
It, got
and so
it.
Your band is based in southwestern Wisconsin. What,
yes.
What city out that
way? So pretty much we're based out of kind of... We always say around Platteville, technically Calamine. It's a town that nobody's ever heard
say
of.
Say Grand County.
Not me. So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Jimmy.
Grand County. Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy's
knows.
Probably camped there.
Love Grand County.
Well, then the three of you playing together now, how do you find each other then?
So we used to, actually, the original band, we used to be in a band called Caitlin Wolf, and it was a country band.
Yeah.
And so we played, and then, of course, when COVID happened, that band, she moved to Nashville to pursue music.
Yeah.
And so we kind of talked, and we're like, hey, let's do a rock band. And so then they're kind of from all over, and we just kind of met around Platteville.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's music, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so
now,
good.
Now, what was that website?
So the website is simplecompanyband.com.
Perfect.
Kurt, thank you so much for coming in today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This sounds so good, and I can't wait to see you guys play on stage.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play a new song. We got permission to play this one. This is called Dying Generation.
Ooh.
Tell us about this song.
So, yeah, this song, this is kind of, again, kind of our theme for our music is kind of rising up and just kind of going against the norm. And so this is kind of the whole theme with the Dying Generation is like, let the old past be the past and let the new be the new and just embrace it.
Just love embrace it. Love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Simple Company live on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
They said I meet someone, told me I'd find my way. What happens when there's nothing left? Do you start over? For a penny for his thoughts.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A one, a two, a Milwaukee. I said a four, a five. I don't want to be alive. Yeah, the girls dress like boys here in the city. Yeah, the nightlife is dead here in this town. There ain't much left for me here. I don't want to stay, but I don't want to go. But you leave me no choice. Oh no, no, no. You make me wanna leave.
Civic Media, we are local music. Hey, thanks to Kurt for coming in from Simple Company.
That was awesome. Oh my gosh, you and I both feel the same. Yeah. That was some great music.
Good stuff.
And fun guy. I want him to come back and allow us to play that entire song of
yes.
Rain.
Absolutely. Hey, real quick, my 20th anniversary, Mrs. K and I's 20th wedding anniversary is coming up. Late in mid-October.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about going to Milwaukee for like a night.
Do it!
And now I really want to after hearing the alternative radio song.
That was great. All those little Milwaukee references in that song.
No
That's
doubt.
Fun. Yeah. Quite. You know what you could do? You guys could play a game, like do a scavenger hunt, write down the song, and then go and find every little thing that they mention in the song.
That's a great idea.
And then come back and tell us all about it.
Look at that. Terry Barr planning the wedding anniversary party in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Your wife's going to be mad.
I love it. I think she'll like it. She likes scavenger hunts.
Okay, cool.
Hey, we got a double dip of Jaden James just around the corner.
Yeah.
She has some new music out, and she has a show in Madison. My butt will be there. I guarantee it. Jaden James.
Nice.
She's awesome.
Yes.
Right now, we got Kelsey Miles just around the corner. And right now, a new song from Kaylin Cole, Working on Working It, Max Inc. Radio.
You're making changes, but I'm getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house. So you do what you do best. Well, I'm working on packing my bags. You just keep working on nothing but jazz. Mind.
just addicted. You wanna get hard and I feel so down, but I've gone restless, ran out of patience, and I'm slamming that pedal to the ground. When I'm done working on packing my bags, you'll just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it, I made up my mind. Something you never did, time after time. I've been driving down I-65. Well, you keep working on, working on it.
You'll just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it, I made up my mind. Something you never did, time after time. I'll be driving down I-65. Well, you keep working on, working on.
This is Kelsey Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Thank you.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.